During his State of the State address last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo called for an end to the cash bail system for many crimes within the New York justice system. Last week, by an 11-0 vote, Erie County legislators passed a resolution urging Albany to leave the bail system in place for those accused of domestic violence. Legislator Lynn Dixon says that's an emotionally charged issue, and there's concern for what happens after an incident.
Well, this goes beyond he and his wife had a fight. This goes beyond some bad words exchanged. This goes to something more sinister. And any time it rises to that level, you have to be concerned about what might happen next. And statistics have shown that any time a spouse is ready to leave another, when there has been a history of some sort of domestic violence, and it could be verbal, it could be mental, whatever, perhaps physical, that when there's a threat of leaving, that it oftentimes rises to a more serious level.
Supporters of cash bail reform or elimination say lower-income citizens charged with a crime, who remain innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, are put at an economic disadvantage when forced to choose between jail or freedom before trial. They also point to bail bond companies, which charge percentages as a fee and exacerbate the financial hardship of the person arrested. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.